Moving on, we have non-consumptive uses. The first part of this would be vessel traffic. State has been successful in attaining something called AIS data, which is automated information system data. And it's basically for large vessels, tankers, cruise ships, and it's very detailed stuff as well. We have it from 07 through 010, excuse me, 010 through 2010. And it shows vessel traffic in the Gulf of Maine. We have a gradient here. Oh, this is going to take a little bit. All right, there we go. So this is basically showing red is obviously significant traffic lanes. And it goes down the spectrum, yellow or orange, yellow. And just because there's no lines in a particular area doesn't mean that there isn't any vessel traffic there or large vessel traffic. It just means that the way this density gradient was done, it didn't pick up. I think I discounted for anything with less than 5 bits in an area. So you might have had a couple of ships go through there at one point and they wouldn't have shown up on this map. Obviously Portland's a pretty big hotspot. Same with Searsport, which is up here. Portland's right down here. There is a lot of ship traffic in the Gulf of Maine, that's correct. That's basically what this is telling you. This information is a bit more detailed than VMS in that it's not proprietary, it's not confidential, so you can go to a website and look at this stuff. And you can actually see in real time what ship is going where, what they're traveling with, whether it's a cruise ship, if it's a cargo ship, what type of cargo they have. It's really interesting stuff. There's a website in Greece that keeps track of all this.
Max, this is a DC.
Yes.
Can I ask you the source where did you use the Coast? I know Coast Guard has some of this data too.
Coast Guard has some AIS information. Actually, they have a lot of AIS information. It's not as conducive for showing in this format, in the format that they have it in currently. This data we purchased from a group called Maritime Global Systems out of Bristol, Rhode Island. And they basically are a second party value added group that takes this data, organizes it into a way that we can understand, and then provides us with the final product. We had to do a little bit of processing ourselves.
Is this annual data?
This is an aggregation of 3 years worth of data.
Is this seasonally just purely annual?
No, this is an aggregation of 3 years worth of data. We do have the individual years, but it would take about 15 minutes for me to load each of those data layers because there are so many hits. So this is an aggregation slimmed down to show vessel traffic in the Gulf of Maine. It's similar to VMS in the way it's recorded in that it's a transmitter on each of the boats that sends out a signal and it records as a dot, a blip on the map. So you can see these long vessel tracks going all over the place. It's called a point layer. So you're gonna have hundreds of thousands of different points per single year. This, like I said, is an aggregation of all those points. So it would load quicker and easy for this demonstration. But we do have the different years.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Any other questions? Okay. Just sort of an addendum to that. Recently, Maine Coastal Program and the Maine Port Authority purchased a couple of AIS receivers. One we're going to be placing on the Casco Bay Bridge down in Portland, which is right down here, and hopefully we'll be putting another one up on Mount Desert Rock. So that way it'll cover the entire Gulf. Right now, any of this value-added processed information you have to purchase from another group. The state is hoping to bypass that and get our own data, and Maine Port Authority will probably be showing that on their website, and we're hoping to get the historical data for our Maine Coastal Atlas. So, our next step in non-consumptive uses would be cultural uses, or I guess you could put in recreational boating traffic in there. It's in the first, in fact, in vessel traffic, it's in the same category as recreational fishing. We have some anecdotal stories about kayaking, motorboating. There have been a couple studies out of College of the Atlantic about where people like to go for kayaking. Obviously, the Maine Island Trails association has a pretty good idea about some types of boating. But for the most part, in the OCS, we still don't have any information about where people go to recreate on their power boats or their sailboats.